Much attention has been given to the dangers of driving while drunk, but if you're sleep-deprived and you get behind the wheel, it can be just as risky. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Jake Nelson, Director of Traffic Safety Advocacy and Research for AAA, about the dangers of drowsy driving.
Your study reveals that in certain circumstances, drowsy driving is comparable to drunk driving in terms of crash risk. Tell us about that study.
So we learned that drivers involved in crashes is compared to drivers of similar age driving in similar types of vehicles and similar roads and weather conditions who were not sleep deprived were much more likely to be at fault in a traffic crash. And just missing a couple of hours of sleep can dramatically increase your risk of crashing, and specifically can double your risk of crashing. And sleeping less than 4 hours in a 24-hour period can put you in a position where you're driving a car and as impaired as you would be legally drunk.
Is there a minimum of a number of hours to avoid the crash, or is it really dependent on the individual?
Experts in the field of fatigue and sleep recommend 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night for an adult every 24-hour period. So if you can't get 7 or 8 hours of sleep at once, that's okay so long as you're able to get a nap at some point to make up your deficit before you get behind the wheel of a car.
So what's the mechanism that is at work or not at work?
So lack of sleep slows our reaction time. It lessens our ability to process information in our visual field. So in other words, to notice and react to hazards in the driving environment, that type of thing. One really interesting sort of outcome of sleep deprivation is something called microsleeps. We've all been in the situation where we find ourselves tired and behind the wheel, and we experience a little bit of a nod. And for us, it feels like our eyes were closed for just a second, and what opened them back up was the feeling of our head dropping. What most people don't realize is that a microsleep, you can be completely asleep and behind the wheel of a car for 3 to 4 seconds. And so what feels like just an instant, and then you snap your head back up and you're like, wow, I'm tired, I should probably get off the road. You are completely asleep for 3 to 4 seconds, but you don't even realize it. That's what's so frightening and what's so risky about driving while sleep deprived.
Is there an age group of drivers who are more likely to be involved in drowsy driving-related accidents?
Yeah, so men and younger drivers are among those from an age perspective and gender perspective to be at higher risk. And that's just because guys are risk takers. And this is true of young novice drivers, and it's, you know, equally as true for middle-aged drivers. So men are more likely to keep driving even when they're too tired. Shift workers would be another really important high-risk group. A lot of healthcare providers, truck drivers, those types of things. People who are working during hours that biologically we should be sleeping are at especially high risk for crashes involving a sleepy driver.
That was Jake Nelson with AAA speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen about drowsy driving. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.